Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We also were convinced the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by the founders, brilliant. And the solution of the problems we face, ladies and gentlemen, we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is in order. And remember, we'll never have more liberty than we do have morality and education. And if we're not educated, if we're not moral, we're not going to have liberty. It's incredibly that simple. All right, welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of Friday's show. We talked about the unedited supposed video from the FBI. First off, they release a grainy helicopter video with no audio. I believe it's intentionally designed to create conspiracy, to create controversy. This video didn't help much in many respects. However, it did lay down some facts that I think are certainly valuable. Now, I would submit that my unique take on the video is really important, not because it's me, but because I can't see the video at all. What I've done is I've literally taken 25, 30 people, some of them video experts, others in law enforcement, and I basically put together my views based on the concatenation of all their views. Where there's ambiguity, I leave it to that. Where there's certainty, I focus on that. So the Oregon FBI shooting was indeed a hostile ambush. It was not a traffic stop. That's bogus. First off, when they say that they have an unedited video, I don't believe it. There's 4 minutes in the middle of it that's just blacked out. You don't know what happens. Okay, they're lying. They give you a video without audio. Where's the video on the ground? The FBI makes a statement that the FBI doesn't have body cams. Fine, what about the state police, do they? They're playing games here, folks, and they have better video, I'm telling you right now. Did our government use unnecessary lethal force? Yes, without question, they did. Now, Mark McConnell said Finnegan was shot while charging the cops. He was wrong. Turns out he lied and admitted to it. Victoria Sharp says that Finnegan was shot walking with his hands up. That's mostly true. Sharp also claimed that none of the individuals in the car pulled out a gun at any point. That is not true. Ryan Bundy comes out of the car with his hands up and a gun in his hand. The gun's held by the barrel. We don't have audio, so we don't have proof, but we think they demanded he drop it. He did, and he lives. Now, Victoria further claims that the incident was an ambush with FBI snipers in the trees surrounding the vehicle. I believe that's accurate. Now, Greg Bretzing, he's a special agent with the FBI in Oregon. He says there are various versions of what occurred during this event. Most inaccurate, some inflammatory. You know what? I think he's right. Bretzing said that it also showed Finnegan reaching for a weapon. On at least two occasions, Finnegan reaches his right hand towards his left pocket. On the inside portion of his jacket, that's all debatable. He did have a loaded 9mm semi-automatic handgun in his left jacket pocket. Now, that's what the FBI says. We're forced to accept what the FBI claims, I guess. So I submit that I've got the most unique position on this video. Because, again, I don't really have opinions of my own. I can't even see it. But everybody says it's debatable about whether he reached for a gun. Some are saying that he was trying to steady himself in the deep snow. Others say he was trying to open his jacket to see how bad he had been shot. Others say that he was reaching for a gun. That's obviously the FBI narrative. But one thing is clear. He was not charging the cops. And he was really not making any threatening moves. Even if he was going for a gun, what justifies him being dead when he produced no gun, but Ryan Bundy having a gun in his hand, then he was okay? Something's not adding up, and until we get more information, we just cannot know. We just can't know. And to speculate and go off just isn't helpful. The most important thing you should know about Oregon right now is this. It is not winding down like we would hope. There's only four people in the refuge, folks. That part may be winding down. Time will tell. However, what we know is the government's getting a lot more hostile. The government, as far as I understand, is shutting down phone connectivity and internet connectivity for the people in the refuge. We know that the government is locking things down in terms of checkpoints. We know the local citizenry is being harassed by the government, especially those who supported Bundy and crew at the time. Now it's payback. We know that the Three Percenters and the Pacific Patriot Network feel abused and wronged and betrayed. So one issue ratcheting it up is Finicum's dead by lethal force, and he didn't need to be. Secondly, Brandon Curtis and others tried to get Jason Patrick released. Jason Patrick peacefully came out of the refuge. The government said they would not arrest the people that came out. They lied and arrested Jason Patrick. Well, why is that so critical? Well, because the Three Percenters and others, the Pacific Patriot Network, who were negotiating, felt like they were promised he wouldn't be arrested. Then they, on their good names, talked him into coming out on that premise, and they got snookered and the government lied. Now the people in Burns, Oregon are livid. And the Pacific Patriot Network and others are calling more and more people to come to Oregon armed. I'm just telling you, that's the most foolish thing I can think of doing. Were we wronged with the Finicum death? Without question. Were we wronged when they lied and said they wouldn't arrest Jason Patrick and they did? Without question, yes. But ratcheting up more people into Oregon and creating a situation where we're a happy trigger finger away from trouble, I don't think more people dead is going to help. And I don't think gearing up on both sides is the answer. Ammon Bundy says go home, and I'm glad he finally agrees with me. I've been saying that since the beginning. And we need to learn to fight a different way, a different place, a different time. All right? That's what needs to happen here. They had a rally Saturday night. They're having a rally today, and they're ratcheting things up in Burns, and I think it's absolutely a mistake. I'm telling both sides, settle down and go home. All right, second hour on the broadcast on Friday, we had Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. on the radio with us, also known as the People's Sheriff. We also had former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA, with us. And both of those gentlemen said, let's not make things worse. I concur. The FBI video minus audio is more than incomplete, and we just can't know. You know, a lot of people have slowed down the video. They've narrowed in tighter on the video, and they claim they have answers. I'm telling you, you can't start with garbage and make it any better. We just don't know. The authority of the Constitutional County Sheriff was discussed. Michael Savage demands feds investigate Oregon murder. He wants to start with Loretta Lynch. He says, we're going to fight this dirty, evil government. I'm demanding an investigation, Michael Savage said. I'm demanding the Attorney General, Janet Reno, send a task force into Oregon. If the feds won't, the United Nations ought to look into it, Savage said. I think he's crazy. I agree with an investigation, but I don't agree that we want Loretta Lynch. I mean, look, the Attorney General investigating the BLM and the FBI? Wow. And then if they don't do it, the United Nations? He's on target when he says we need an investigation. He's off the rails when he focuses on who he wants to do it. All right, this is about our country, our liberty, and our sacred Constitution. Transparency, due process, and the rule of law are of the utmost importance for the proper role of government. Therefore, we support the swift release of the Hammonds. We absolutely need to shut down the BLM and the Forest Service. By the way, there was a candlelight vigil held Wednesday evening for Mr. Finicum. That's a blessing. And I guess his funeral will be this Friday on the 5th in Kanab, Utah. Turns out two people got released now. Captain O, also known as Joe O'Shaughnessy, and Shauna Cox. They were both released. Shauna Cox now speaking out. Her witness, if you will, is very similar to Victoria Sharp's witness. So we're now getting more information. The first person to interview Shauna Cox after she got out of prison, believe it or not, Rick Korber of the Free Capitalist radio program. We know Rick quite well. And so that's all happening. And I'm telling you right now, they're ratcheting up on both sides, and I believe they need to stand down, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to do any good by creating a civil war in this country. We're not going to do any good by putting the locals there in harm's way while we have a civil war or some kind of a ratchet up. There's no good that can come from arming ourselves to the teeth and going to Oregon. In my humble opinion, none. All right. Anyway, there you have that. Any other tidbits on this? Let us know. 866-986-NEWS. We're going to move to a couple of different topics here. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I got to rifle through calls really quick. We got a guest coming up in seconds. Chris, you're on the radio. Go, sir.
Good morning, Sam. I listened to Shauna Fox's statement last night. I didn't hear the one that you spoke of before, but her mentioning of the lasers and the firing at the supposed traffic stop of the initial starting of the event was very troubling, and it makes perfect sense that LaVoy was trying to get his passengers, especially those younger, that young female and other innocents in there, to safety whenever he pulled away from that armed assault ambush with a lot of weapons fire into the back of the truck. Then they go down to the road, and there are so many things that are missing and removed or obfuscated, blurred, on the so-called raw video that's released, that's had the sound removed, that you really have.
Well, hold on. Let's stop. They didn't have the sound removed. It's common that helicopter video never has sound. So they're not playing games with that video. I think they're playing games that they have actual different video that's better with sound that they're not giving us. But it's common to have helicopter video with no sound in the first place. That is common.
Well, I agree with that, although it may have been drones too, but never mind that. But Shauna was specific about the numbers of men that came out of the woods. Now, I counted 11 to 12 different individuals from the assault team at the roadblock, and it was very troubling because there are things that are missing there. I never saw Ryan Payne get out of the truck like they have alleged.
That's a great point.
Place has disappeared. We also know that whenever one of the Ryans stuck his hands outside the car, that there was a round that nearly hit him. That's whenever.
Yeah, that was Ryan Payne in the first place. Yep.
Right. When they took off because of the lasers that rolled over by his head inside the car, it was very scary for him, so that's why they left. But after they stopped, after they almost rolled over the truck because LaBoy was attempting to avoid hitting that idiot that jumped out in front of his truck to try to make up evidence that he was trying to hit him.
Yeah, apparently. You're right. There's just too many unknowns about the videos, the problem, though.
Correct. Well, after they got all the individuals out of the truck there at that point, and they questioned Shauna about whether anybody else is in there, then they attempted to Bonnie and Clyde, is how I would term it, the truck, and riddled it with bullets completely. Just really like the...
Yeah, they were rubber bullets, though. We know that for sure because Oath Keepers has now seen the vehicle.
Very interesting. That's news to me, but I certainly, there are so many questions about this that the whole thing stinks to high heaven.
You're right as rain, and that's why I say that no doubt lethal force was used. No doubt it should not have been. This is a serious problem, and where it goes without more information is just really hard to tell. Anything else? Quickly, Chris, I got to go.
Well, the guy going over to LaBoy's body, kneeling down to cover up, planting the weapon in the wrong pocket on him of a type of pistol that he does not noted to carry is very suspicious at the very least, and it shows the malicious nature of the government's intent to try to frame the blame and to provide a pretense for using their deadly force that they could claim when he was reaching for a wound that he was going for a gun, which he was not. He had been shot by that fellow, whether it was with a taser or a pistol, I can't tell you, but that guy that ran up to the corner of that black vehicle on the passenger side discharged and ran back into the shadows when the one that was closest to him shot him again, and then the guy from the back of him shot him the third.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation, though, and from the video, I know people have slowed it down and people have done a lot of things, but we really can't tell as much detail. I know you think you see what you saw, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying a lot of that is up to speculation because we really don't know, and the video's not good enough to know.
Well, I'm a former law enforcement professional, a critically trained observer, and I've looked at it very introspectively and critically, and those are the things that I see from my perspective.
All right. I sure appreciate it. Thank you, sir. And I don't disagree with Chris, but I know I got a lot of people that are law enforcement professionals, and they claim it's just too grainy to really know. Tom, Pennsylvania, you're on the radio.
Hey, I apologize for not recognizing your voice there for a minute, Sam.
It's okay. I've been kind of sick, sir. No problem. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is Tom. I'm the guy who helped John with RBN, helped him with all his technical problems months ago. Anyway, look at libertyborn.wordpress.com has a breakdown of this thing step by step, frame by frame, and a lot of audio to go with it for people to listen to. And again, I do electronic surveillance, and it is a really crummy picture. It is a drone they're using because if it was a helo, they would have stayed fixed over the top. But since a drone has to stay moving, it's constantly circling the area. And they could have done a lot better on the resolution, no doubt in my mind, because I know what cameras can do.
Yeah, they claim it's a helicopter.
I have a problem with that. I have a real big problem with that because if it was a helo, they would have kept its position and they would have been able to move the camera around as they needed it. And with a helo, even though with stabilization gyros, you still get a little shutter in the video from a helo. I don't know. I have to look into that too, but I spoke to a friend of mine who's with Army Intelligence last night, and he's pretty confident that it's also a drone. Now those things do have shotgun mics and they have digital audio processing. There could be audio that we just don't know about that they've taken the track out, but having the
again, you might be right, but all this is just speculation. We just really don't even know yet.
Yes, absolutely. But having the goose see who's going to cook them is a really ridiculous statement for Janet Reno to investigate her own people. That's it, buddy. I really
all right. Hey, thanks, Tom. You know, I agree with a lot of this commentary that's coming out. That you know what, this does look like a cover up and a sham, no question. But we got to get more information rather than just talking off the cuff with speculation. I'm telling you, I've had dozens of people review this video, and it's just not conclusive. Lowell Nelson, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Did you get a chance to look at the video? Do you want to weigh in on this?
I've seen parts of the video. I haven't looked at them in detail. I'm not a professional. I defer to those who are, and I just it's a sad deal. I do believe the government used excessive force in extricating the men and women from the situation. I wholeheartedly agree. It could have been done much differently, much better, without the loss of life. And it's sad that Mr. Finnegan lost his life.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. All right, I want to start out. You got an interesting article here. I don't know how many people know who Sophie Scholl is, but let's start there. A heroine of liberty, sir.
Well, it's a bit of history, Sam, that I believe all of us should know, and yet most of us don't know. And so I really appreciate this article. Norm Singleton posted it on the campaignforliberty.org website. It turns out that last Tuesday, January 27th, was Holocaust Memorial Day, which is the anniversary of liberation from the Auschwitz death camp. And so Norm is just mentioning that this year, the Memorial Day theme is Don't Stand By, which basically is a theme that reflects everyone's moral responsibility to do what? Well, to challenge injustices. And Norm continues his column by remembering one of his heroes, whose name you just mentioned, Sophie Scholl. And I hope he becomes one of our heroes, ladies and gentlemen. She was the leader of the White Rose movement in World War II Germany, 1942 and 43. The White Rose movement was a group of German students who distributed pamphlets calling for active peaceful resistance to the Nazi regime. And so the White Rose movement was made up mostly of students who attended the Munich University. And the most famous members were of course, Sophie Scholl and Hans Scholl. I don't know if they're brother and sister, but they share the same last name. Members of the White Rose movement clandestinely distributed anti-Nazi, anti-war leaflets. And so these were students that were simply against the Nazi regime. They were against war. And at that time, as you know, Sam, the Nazi Germany was a police state. And whether it was true or not, people believed that informants were everywhere. And so they had to be very tight-knit group about who they trusted and who they didn't trust. But
all right, quick pause. Lowell Nelson with us, campaignforliberty.org. Who's Sophie Scholl's? White Rose Movement in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, with us. We're talking about Sophie Scholl. Who is she? Leader of the White Rose Movement back in World War II. You know, a lot of people might believe this topic doesn't have anything to do with the topic at hand, but I'm convinced that it does, Lowell. It has to do with right now.
Well, it does, Sam, because they believed in standing up against injustice, and that's exactly what's happened to the Hammonds, who were unjustly accused, probably. They're probably unjustly put in prison. I mean, that's what an investigation needs to determine. But you and I both know that the Hammonds should not be in jail at this time. They were forced off their land. The BLM and other federal agencies wanted to acquire their land and that of the many, many ranchers surrounding in that area. And little bit by little bit, gradually, those ranchers were forced off of their land, and the Hammonds were finally put in prison. That is injustice. And that is exactly the type of injustice against which the White Rose movement stood. Of course, in Nazi Germany, and from the latter part of 42 to the early part of 43, when the White Rose movement was biggest, they were distributing leaflets. I think they produced about a half a dozen leaflets, which they distributed mainly in the University of Munich there. They had on these leaflets information about the war that the Nazi regime was prosecuting. They had information about the regime itself. They had suffered under silence, under oppression for many years. In fact, if you want to watch a good movie about the 30s and the late 30s, as the Hitler Youth movement grew, then watch a movie called Swing Kids. Swing Kids. It talks about the formation of the Hitler Youth movement in the 1930s. And so this was the type of tyranny under which these young people, these young folks, were having to live while they were attending university there in Nazi Germany. They didn't stand for it. And so they produced these leaflets and they would distribute them. But the penalty for distributing anti-government information at the time, of course, was death and or imprisonment. It turns out that the leaders of the White Rose movement were caught. They were arrested in early 1943. They were tried, and the very day they were tried, and found guilty, they were beheaded. And so the White Rose movement came to an end in 1943. But I just want to mention a couple of quotes. I think you'll find these very salient quotes. One went like this: "Why do you allow these men who are in power to rob you, step by step, openly and in secret, of one domain of your rights after another, until one day nothing at all will be left but a mechanized state system presided over by criminals and drunks? Is your spirit already so crushed by abuse that you forget it is your right, or rather your moral duty, to eliminate this system?" End of quote. That came from White Rose Leaflet number 3. And this one from White Rose Leaflet number 4, quote, "We will not be silent. We are your bad conscience. The White Rose will not leave you in peace," end of quote. And then finally, my favorite is this one short sentence: "Stand up for what you believe in, even if you are standing alone," end of quote. And of course, that, Sam, reminds me of a famous quote, a statement by our former Secretary of Agriculture and former President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who said, quote, "It is important to always stand up for the right, even when it is unpopular. No, I should say, particularly when it is unpopular," end of quote. So anyway, these are some salient quotes from a movement which was doomed to failure in the midst of Nazi Germany. But you have to look with great respect and upon the courage of these ladies and gentlemen, these young people who were working and fighting to correct the injustices that were so rampant in the Nazi Germany at that time of the country's history. And so, yeah, it does apply to today. And what are we going to do about the Hammonds who are in prison? What can we do to get them out? Can we do to roll back the injustices wrought upon the American people by federal agencies such as the BLM, the Forest Service, Fish and Game, and other these agencies which are stealing and robbing the people of their lands and their livelihood and their property? Sam, I think it's a serious situation, and I think that we need thousands of people to stand up against these types of injustices. We need to take our example from those in the White Rose movement of Nazi Germany. We need to take our example from those who, in our modern day, are standing up and trying to make changes that will redound to the benefit of our families and our posterity.
Wise counsel, incredible example of leadership, and something that we got to emulate in our lives when it comes to standing for what is popular and rejecting that which is immoral. And we need to stand for, we need to make popular those things which are good and honorable. We need to make unpopular those things which are not good and not honorable. And you know what? Even if we stand alone, that's what it takes. And the White Rose movement is certainly an example of that. And it relates to us in our day, I'm convinced, Lowell.
Well, I know a lot of people enjoy movies. And so I heard last year that someone made a movie about Sophie Scholl, and I imagine it has her name in it. That's where I would look. I would also look at Swing Kids. I mentioned that earlier. A great movie called Swing Kids. And it illustrates what happened in Germany when they first began suppressing freedom of thought and freedom of expression. And they clamped down on the press. They clamped down on the youth. They made them informants, tattletales on one another and on their parents. And it became a very, very dangerous situation for anybody who wanted wanted liberty and freedom. We cannot let that become that degraded here in America. We have to stand up now while we have the opportunity and the freedom to stand up for liberty. We can elect people who are virtuous and righteous and understand the proper role of government. I've seen it happen in my own community, in my own county, and to some extent in my own state. And but I'm an activist. I'm a political activist, and so I'm very optimistic that we can elect people who will bend to the will of enough citizens. Make a cry about it, they will bend to our will, because politicians are very predictable. You don't necessarily have to have a majority. You just need a raucous minority, or what Sam Adams called an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. These are the type of leaders we need in government, and it only takes a few to make a big difference. So I'm calling placing a call to all people everywhere in the sound of my voice to stand up for that which is just and true and right in whatever level of government you may be in, whether it's your family government, or whether it's in your community, like city council and so forth, county commissions, and even the state. I wouldn't worry so much about the presidential primaries and about the election of senators and representatives to the U.S. Congress, but I think the answer, Sam, is to elect legislators with backbone who will nullify the overreach of the federal leviathan.
And our work needs to be at the local level, ladies and gentlemen, for sure. Sophie Scholl, leader of the White Rose Movement in World War II in Germany, was an incredible example of standing up for liberty and making popular that which is good. And even if the stand was unpopular, doing it alone is key. Now, Ron Paul, in our time, talking about whether we have a civil war because of the Oregon, quote, impasse, or whether we go to war internationally. Ron Paul, in his Sunday column, it's entitled, "Is Congress Declaring War on ISIS or on You?" Very interesting prose, and I agree with him, Lowell.
You're right, Sam. Last week, in fact, while the American people, all they heard from the mainstream media about the wicked snowstorm on the East Coast, well, during that very time, Senator Mitch McConnell was working overtime to secure support for this authorization of war against ISIS. And we can talk about that when we get back from this message, Sam, but you and I both know that the U.S. administration is the one that's responsible for the creation of ISIS.
You got that right. More details and sound advice from Ron Paul in seconds. Then a quick legislative update from Utah. We'll try to get it all in. Hang tight. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We're talking about Ron Paul's Sunday column. Is Congress declaring war on ISIS or on you? You and I both know that the U.S. administration is responsible for the creation of ISIS. Senator Mitch McConnell was working overtime to secure support for the authorization of war against ISIS. There are solutions, though, Lowell.
Well, and Ron Paul has been encouraging the American people to embrace the solution for many years, and that is to simply come home and to quit intervening in the affairs of sovereign nations around the world. This particular authorization of war against ISIS would allow the president, Sam, to place troops anywhere he determines ISIS is operating. And so it could be used to justify using military force against U.S. citizens in the U.S. territory itself, right here in our country. And that might be the cause for imposing martial law in America. And so his solution, as you say, Sam, the only way, quote, the only way to protect both liberty and security is to stop trying to impose our will on other countries by military force. The resentment created by America's militaristic foreign policy is ISIS's most effective recruiting tool. Adopting a non-interventionist foreign policy that seeks peace and free trade with all would enable the government to counter legitimate threats to our safety without creating an authoritarian police state. End of quote. And that's how Ron Paul ends his quote. His whole column can be found at ronpaulinstitute.org, and it goes into much more detail. I'm abbreviating that here, Sam, because I know we have other topics to discuss. But I recommend that everyone go to ronpaulinstitute.org to catch his whole column. Very insightful. And he does point out the problems with ISIS, but he also points out the solution.
And that's rare. Most folks never point out the solutions. In summation, check out Ron Paul's column. The poignant point that he makes is this. Adopting a non-interventionist foreign policy that seeks peace and free trade with all would enable the government to counter legitimate threats to our safety without moving us into a police state.
Sounds like George Washington, Sam, doesn't it?
Amen to that. Now, I don't agree with the free trade policy, though. I think we've got to have tariffs at the borders, but that's a whole other discussion.
Well, and of course, Ron's definition of free trade is different from that of most free traders.
Good point. All right, the Utah legislature's in session. I'm kind of in mourning whenever this happens, Lowell.
Yeah, you know, 45 days of each year in Utah when your pocketbook is in danger. And, you know, we all breathe a sigh of relief when it's over. I pointed out, I prepared to discuss, you know, about almost a dozen bills this morning, but most of them are bad. There's two or three good ones. Three good ones, I guess, and the rest are bad.
Three good, six bad. Only a third good at best, huh?
But that's pretty typical, and so I don't want listeners to think that we're going to talk about Utah legislation here. I guarantee that you folks everywhere, probably in every state of the country, have this kind of legislation that you're having to deal with, and I strongly recommend and urge people to look at what their legislators, their elected representatives in their state house and their state senate are sponsoring, what kind of legislation they're sponsoring. And if it's good stuff, support them. If it's bad stuff, then get them out of there as quick as you can. But in the meantime, you have to work against the passage of the bills that are bad. So just a couple of fun ones to start out with. Here in the Beehive State, it turns out a citizen may not raise bees without registering with the state, Sam. And that's bad, because basically you can't keep bees unless you register with the state, right? It's against the law to keep bees. And so if you don't register with the state, you can't keep bees. Well, that's bad. So we have a representative that's sponsoring a bill to remove that, you know, striking that prohibition. You know, if you want to raise bees, you should be able to do that. And just like you want to raise puppy or raise a dog or whatever, you should be able to do that. Another one he's sponsoring is the Food Freedom Act, which would legalize the sale of produce at farmers markets and so forth around Utah. In other words, a producer would be exempt from state, county, city licensing, permitting, certification, inspection, packaging, labeling, all of those requirements for use in the preparation, serving, the use, the consumption, the storage of food and food products that are produced and sold within the state, sold directly to an informed end consumer, and for home consumption. Now, this act, this type of legislation, Sam, has been passed by other states, and it's probably in your state. If you haven't passed it, it's probably there now. So I urge you to look up Food Freedom at your state website and get behind this effort to make it legal once again for farmers to sell food to their neighbors. It's an important liberty that you and I have. The government doesn't have the authority to tell you that you can't sell me your vegetable garden, you know, vegetables from your garden. And so, you know, if you don't have the moral authority to prohibit your neighbor from doing so, then neither does government, because government gets its authority, its just authority, from the people. So, anyway, I urge...
The Declaration of Independence says by the consent of the governed.
Exactly.
So there you have it.
Thank you.
All right, so what ought we do with these six bad bills and three good bills?
Well, the most important thing to do is to contact your elected representative, your elected senator. In the state of Utah, we have 75 representatives and 29 senators. And any activist worth his salt in Utah, any citizen who really wants to make a difference, needs to introduce himself or herself to both of those people, his state representative and his state senator. They should know your name, so that when you send an email, they know who it's coming from. And when you call them on the phone, they know who they're talking to, because they do bend to pressure from their constituents. If they're politicians, they'll bend. That's the very nature, the very definition of a politician. Now, it's true that there are several statesmen in the state house, people like Ron Paul, who always follow the Constitution, or almost always do, and don't bend to the political will, that blowing of the time, the wind that's blowing. But those are few and far between. Most politicians are very predictable, and if you put enough pressure on them, they will bend to your will. So these bad bills that are coming up, there's a couple bills relating to qualifying justice court judges, for example, saying, look, you can't be a justice court judge unless you have passed the bar within the state. In other words, they're saying, well, only if you're a lawyer passing the bar in the state can you be a justice court judge. Well, this is not necessary. There are some wonderful, good people who can serve their communities because they are fair-minded people. Just because they haven't gone to law school should not disqualify them from serving their community as a justice court judge. There's a passenger carrier requirement bill that would prohibit a person from driving a motor vehicle as a private passenger carrier unless he had taxi cab endorsement or a commercial driver's license. So basically, this is a crackdown on Uber and Lyft and any other company that wants to just, you know, if you have an hour between classes and you want to put your car out for hire, why shouldn't you be able to put a sign on your car and say, look, I will drive you wherever you need to go for a couple bucks. I mean, that's the free market at work. Now, I don't have the moral authority to stop you, Sam, from doing that. If you want to do that, I can't stop you. Well, if I don't have the moral authority to do it, then neither does government. This is a bad bill and must be defeated.
And it's amazing how many cars we have and how much it costs to own a car and everything else. And it could really decrease the costs of getting around, decrease the costs of pollution and everything else if the free market was allowed just to bring this to bear.
Absolutely, Sam. There's also another bad bill here called the Firearm Safety and Violence Prevention in Public Schools Act. This would create a pilot program to provide instruction to public school students in the eighth grade on firearm safety and violence prevention. Now, don't get me wrong. I am all for firearm safety and the prevention of violence. That's me. But we have seen time and time again, Sam, where the public schools will take a topic like this and they will teach it in a way that poisons the students against the proper use of guns and the proper the proper role of defending one's life and one's property and one's family. And so I just believe that this ought to be left to private institutions such as the family, such as the Boy Scouts of America, because then we know it won't be tainted, because the government schools tend to taint what they teach. Besides, we want them teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, Sam. We don't want them branching off and teaching so many others of these other topics, which can become problematic.
Always incredible commentary from Lowell Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, campaignforliberty.org. Click on your state and or the state of Utah to learn more and to get involved in the solutions today. They watch the bills in every state. They then get together and do their very best to stand for what's right, even if it's not popular. Will you stand with them? Campaignforliberty.org. Thanks, Lowell.
You're welcome, Sam.
All right, there he goes. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. We will take your calls. We got a lot of news to cover. 866-986-NEWS, 866-986-6397. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam and Kurt. We declare we the people can and will restore America. We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow. This nation shall endure.